Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about OC Riverfest this weekend, the chairman of the board, Mike Smith. How are you, Mike?
Good.
Glad to have you in with us, man. Hey, how many years has Riverfest been going on now?
This will be our fourth year.
Is that right? Now, how did it all get off the ground? Well, give me some of the ideas behind how this began.
I guess about 5 years ago, 4th of July weekend, a bunch of us friends from back in high school were sitting around a campfire, and we're like, let's see if we can start a festival. None of us knowing anything about a festival. And 4 years later, here we are. We've been growing every year and getting bigger and better.
Boy, no doubt about it. Let's just have a festival. I wonder how many festivals started that way.
I don't know. I can only name one.
That one. And the one that's coming up this weekend. Well, let's talk about what's going to be happening this weekend. Start with Friday. Both days are huge, but start with what's happening Friday.
Well, Friday we kick off with our VFW pig roast. That's something we like to do every year. Our veterans put it on. We have we call him local legend Mike Ross. He provides the entertainment every Friday or every year for the pig roast. Then after that, we go into the hypnotist. This year we got a hypnotist playing in the beer tent, and he's a little different. He does some upbeat rock and roll stuff with little twist. It's a little funny. It's a pretty good time.
All right. But he's a hypnotist.
Yes.
All right. Gotcha. You know, I think people see that. They see Hypnosis Dan Jameson. They think that's the name of the band, and he's the lead singer. But real hypnosis kind of presentation then.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. And that's taking place in the evening. What else you got going on?
Well, we got the carnivals actually starting up Friday night. They're actually should be pulling in today to start getting set up in Mile. It's something new. We've always had just inflatables, but like I said, we're getting bigger. We actually have a carnival with rides this year coming in.
Wow. All right. So the carnival will get underway on Friday also. So, man, what a big day it is on Friday.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah. And then that leads into Saturday, the second big day of the event. What's happening on Saturday?
Well, again, we got the carnival. We also added a video game trailer where you go in. It's got the whole setup, leather seats, multiple screens where the kids can come in and play some video games. We have our volleyball tournament going on. We also have the Arm & Hammered Fitness Challenge. And we got a lot of different demonstrations. One of them is we got our homemade craft beer demonstration. Oh, okay. Guy's going to come in and kind of demonstrate what he does for his microbrewery.
All right. Nice idea. Okay. And then what else you got going on Saturday?
Well, we got our car show.
Yeah.
Starts. Registration begins at 8 a.m., goes to 11:30. And it leads me back to Friday, too. We also have our car cruise that goes on, our Thunder on the River car cruise.
Now, is that something new, or has that been with you for a couple of years?
That's been with us.
Okay.
This will be its third year going, and it's getting pretty big
out there. Yeah, so that's also Friday night, and I think also they got a movie going on Friday night, right?
That's right, we do. Yeah. I forgot we're showing Moana, I think it's called.
Okay.
And Pepsi, the library sponsors that, and then Pepsi sponsors drinks for the kids Friday night.
All right, yeah. See, there's so many things going on, we forget some of them. And then back to Saturday, you got a whole lineup of bands through the course of the day, right? Some great live music.
That's what kind of makes us unique up there. We actually run two stages of live music. We got the South Stage. That's all free. Starts out at 11 a.m. with a band out of Grand Rapids called The Law. It's a country band.
Okay.
And then we go back, also on the South Stage, go back to our local legend, Mike Ross.
Sure.
Kicks it off, and he is fantastic if you ever haven't got a chance to hear him. And then we got a tribute band out of Pennsylvania. It's a Jimmy Buffett tribute band. Looks like him, sounds like him. So if you Jimmy Buffett, this is the spot to be Saturday.
On Saturday. That's the Courthouse Lawn. Then you got some more music over in the beer tent?
Correct.
Yeah.
At Friday, I believe it's 4 o'clock, we start off with Rachel Ray and the band.
Okay.
Excellent band. They've been all over the state. They're touring all over the state. And then we go into Bobby Randall featuring Melissa Lee. She just got signed to a Nashville contract. She's wonderful. And Bobby Randall is one of the original members of Sawyer Brown, one of the founding members. You go back into the mid-80s.
Yeah, they did.
You watch her original performance on Star Search. Bobby Randall was the lead guitar and currently playing in Confederate Railroad.
Yeah, I know. He's been around, and I've had the chance to talk to him many times, and he's a great musician, so he should put on a great show.
Yep, he is real good.
All right. So we got some great music, and then the canoe challenge is going on also?
Well, that's still something that's been going on long before
beforehand, but it's going on this weekend,
yep,
too.
That's also going on this weekend. It's the first damn canoe race.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how long they've been in, but we try and promote them a little bit. They promote us. They do a wonderful job over there.
Yeah. All right. So a big lineup Friday and Saturday. This Friday and Saturday, it's OC River Fest. Now, Mike, we went through things pretty quick. Where would they get a rundown of this? Where would they get more information?
You can go to our Facebook page or go to ocriverfest.com.
Simple as that. He's the chairman for the event happening this weekend, and I know I'll be out there broadcasting live on Hits FM on Friday afternoon from 3 till 5. Looking forward to making it a part of my weekend again this weekend. He's the chairman of OC River Fest, Mike Smith. Mike, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks for having me.